Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Christ and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for this day He has given unto us, that we may have an opportunity to feast upon His word at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. May the good Lord bless you all. And I thank you for your prayers and encouragement that you have continued giving me. May the good Lord bless you all. Young brother Chabula Masuzio from Zambia. We'll continue with our thought that we started. Friend, how comest thou in? We are reading from the book of Matthew chapter 22. Verse 12, and the Bible reads, And he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Yesterday we were looking at an example of a person who was invited to the feast, yet they came with the mind of betraying Jesus for money, because of the cares of the world that had troubled him. And we looked at Judas, how he was fully disturbed and distracted, and he ended up betraying the Lord Jesus, or betraying the message, in order to make money out of it. Yet he was invited at the feast. He knew the venue, he knew the hour, he was in the right place, but he missed the blessing and ended up getting a curse. Today we will look at people that are not invited to attend the feast. So, an invited guest, it's someone who comes without being asked to attend, but yet they find themselves in the event, or they come to attend this wedding, so to say. So we want to see an invited guest but wearing a right garment. Let us read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I will read verse 14. The Bible reads, And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. We see here Paul speaks of Satan transforming himself into an angel of light. And Paul went further to speak of his ministers, that also they transform themselves as ministers of righteousness. Now, brothers and sisters, when we look at a righteousness, it's the right garment that a believer ought to wear. But here Paul speaks of hypocrisy. These are an invited guest, but who are coming in a way in which to the eyes of man, they appear to be wearing the right garment. But how do they find themselves into the fold? Friend, how comest thou in? How do they come? How do they come in into the fold? They come in without an invitation, but they come in a way of pretending, hypocrisy. So these are hypocrites who pretend to be wearing the righteousness of the Lord Jesus, but their intention is to destroy the sheep when they come into the fort. Amen. So friend, you see, Others, they come without an invitation, but they appear to you and I to be wearing the right garment. So pretense, hypocrisy is there. There are others who are in the message. They have come through the way of hypocrisy, but they appear to be wearing the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. So these are people who are not invited. But because they know and their intention is to destroy the flock of Jesus Christ. So these are hypocrites who are not invited to attend the wedding feast. But they find themselves at a wedding feast. And they appear to be wearing the right garment. Wow. You see, brothers and sisters, Paul speaks of the devil, that he transforms himself into the angel of light, yet is darkness. And these ministers do the same thing. So hypocrisy is real. These are people that are in the wedding feast bringing confusion. Why? Hypocrisy. Look, brothers and sisters, when Paul was writing this, on verse 10, he says something. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Blessed be the Lord. Paul speak, as the truth of Christ is in me. So the truth was in him. And he says, no man shall stop me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Meaning, where Paul is, within that city where he is, there are others who are trying to stop the work of the Lord. You see, the devil does not fight from outside, he fights from within. So within the message, we have hypocrites who have entered and they are wearing something that appears to be the righteousness of our Lord Christ and Savior Jesus Christ. Just like Paul says, no man shall stop me. So brothers and sisters, help us. Let us ask God to help us that we may not be stopped from doing the will of the Lord. Because the battle is not outside, it's within the message. That's where hypocrites are. That's where the wolves have entered in sheep's clothing. And they are destroying the work of the Lord. But we ought to fight. We ought to defend the message. So Paul tells, no one shall stop me. Brothers, it was within the city where enemies were. And these enemies were appearing to be apostles. They appeared as if they were prophets. They appeared as if they were teachers, pastors, evangelists. They appeared to be brothers and sisters who believed in the message. Yet their intention was to destroy the work of the Lord. But Paul was able to discern. What do we learn from here, brothers and sisters? Discernment is an equipment a believer needs to have. Because the battle is within. It's within the message. Just like we hear the servant of God, Brother Branham, who preached a message, the greatest battle ever fought is the battle of the mind. Let me narrow it down to an individual. The battle may not be outside. The battle may be within you. The devil may disguise himself to make you fall. Paul speaks of the flesh and the spirit. These are fighting each other. See, the flesh is part of you. The spirit is in you as well. So the battle is within you. And the flesh sometimes appears to be innocent, but leading someone to do something that is not right. Just like these ministers who were evil, who were appearing to be wearing righteousness, but they were fighting the message. They were trying to destroy the message. The same thing applies to the flesh. The flesh appears so innocent, but if you are not careful, it will destroy the work of the Lord. It can mislead us. So, friend, how comest thou in? Now, as we are looking at these ministers of the gospel who are false, what happens? False doctrines, they find their way in the message. They are not coming from outside, but within the message. Because these are people who are standing on the pulpit as servants of God, yet they are wearing darkness. That's why spiritual discernment is important in every believer. And I believe God has given each one of us the spirit to discern. Paul put it this way, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So we need that discernment to discern those that have the spirit of God and those with an evil spirit. Because when you look at outside, they look to be wearing the skin of a sheep, yet their nature is of the wolf, and they desire to destroy when an opportunity is given unto them. How do they destroy? By introducing false doctrines. See, brothers and sisters, Paul spoke of it in the book of Acts, chapter 20. He said, I know when I depart, wolves will step in and devour the work of the Lord. Will step in, or they will come in. See? He speaks of it. He knew by the Spirit of God that when I go, there shall come wolves. So how wolves comes? They will come in sheep's clothing. But they are not invited into the fold. They are not invited to attend the feast. But they come in the way of hypocrisy to destroy the work of the Lord. And they appear to be innocent. And they introduce folk doctrines. In the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 29, Paul speaks of this. For I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Amen. You see, these wolves, they will enter among you. They will not be outside. These wolves, they will be wearing sheep's clothing in order to destroy the work of the Lord. How? They introduce false teachings. Remember Balaam? Balaam was related to the children of Israel. As Moses and the children of Israel, they wanted to cross through the land of Balak, the land of the Moabites, they were stopped. Balak went to consult from Balaam. Now remember, Balaam used to prophesy. He was wearing something that appeared to be righteous. Sure, we cannot deny that gift. And the Bible tells us to say, whatever he spoke is to come to pass. When he blesses a person used to be blessed. But look at what he wanted to do to the children of Israel. He wanted to curse them because of money. When the Lord had to put his word in the mouth of Balaam to bless, Balaam came up with another plan. He thought of, we need to enter the camp of the children of Israel as innocent people. So they went near to the ministry where Moses was. Balaam had to disguise the Moabites and told them to say, because we are related to them through Lord. See, it looks as if we are all in the message. Oh, we are related, brothers and sisters. We are in the same message. We need to discern, brothers and sisters. It's not everyone who says he's in the message who has the message. Others, they are coming with the spirit of the devil, with the nature of the wolf, introducing false teaching to make children of God fall, to devour them and destroy them. These are wolves introducing false doctrines. Before the children of Israel realized it, they saw them nearby. They said, I know we are one. They started committing adultery. You see, yet in their message that Moses preached unto them, he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Balaam came up with a plan. He appeared as an angel of light, yet he was introducing adultery in the ministry of the children of Israel, destroying the message. Before the children of Israel could realize it, another false teaching was introduced, was worshipping idols. But how did it come? It came in a disguised manner. People who are not invited to draw closer to the throne of Israel, they came as innocent as they appeared, but had a plan of dividing the throne of God through the false doctrines that were introduced. And the throne of Israel started committing adultery, started worshipping idols and sacrificing to idols. See? Those false doctrines were introduced, and children of Israel perished by the wrath of God. But how did that happen? It was in a disguised manner. Balaam is a man with a plan, appearing as innocent as he could be. But the nature was of a witch doctor. You find that in the book of Joshua. Oh my. See, brothers and sisters, there are others who have introduced false doctrine in the message. But how did they come in? They came as innocent, as people were wearing the righteousness of the Lord, yet they are darkness. We see in the message also, we have people who are preaching that polygamy is this from God. God allows it. They are introducing false doctrines. But how did they enter into the fold, friend? How did they come into the fold? It was through pretense, hypocrisy, appearing innocent as people who are wearing the righteousness of the Lord Jesus, but yet not. We need to guard against such, brothers and sisters. We need to protect ourselves from such. And we need the gift of discernment. It is the only thing that the Lord will use to guide us, and studying his word and hearing his voice. Because these are invited guests. Balaam and these people are not invited to come closer to the throne of Israel, but they are to find a plan. They disguise themselves by wearing the garment that appeared to be right to the throne of Israel, but their intention was to destroy the throne of Israel. And that's what the devil is trying to do. He's trying to destroy you and I. But how? He wants to fight you and I from within, not from outside. May the Lord help us, brothers and sisters. May the Lord grant us victory. How to overcome such? We need spiritual discernment. As Paul put it, brothers and sisters, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. I believe we ought to guide jealously this gift that we have received, the word of the Lord, and overcome the devil. We need to put on the armor of the Lord and wrestle against this. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual warfare where we need to be in the spirit to discern that which is coming from the throne of God and that which is coming from the pit of hell. So friends, how comest thou in? See, these are uninvited guests, but coming at the feast of the Lord with the intention to destroy the work of the Lord. That was the plan of Balaam. It was to destroy the throne of Israel, because he saw that the throne of Israel were blessed by God. Just like demons have seen that you, brother, you are blessed. You, my sister, you are blessed. And does not please the devil. And the devil has tried to use outsiders and he has failed. Now he's coming into the fold to destroy you. But you need to guard that blessing the Lord has given unto you. You need to guard that marriage. You need to guard that job. Above all, your spiritual life and the message that you have received, you need to guard it jealously. Because the devil is not happy with you that you have received the blessing of the Lord. He has been trying to curse you, but the Lord has put blessing in the mouth of his enemies, and they have been speaking blessing upon you and I, brother, my sister. But the devil is disguised himself now as an angel of light, and is within the fold, is not outside. May the Lord help us to be spiritually sensitive, to discern. Because certain things, they appear innocent, yet it's a will of the devil to destroy. You know, we don't need to let loose. As innocent as it can appear, when it's wrong, it's wrong. We need to stand against it. Because it may destroy you. You started coming late for fellowship, brother and sister. That's not of God. How comest thou in? That is not of God, but it's coming part of you. You need to guard against that. You've started missing fellowship. You are giving excuses. That's not of God. You need to fight against such. That's of the devil. You need to discern that something is wrong within me. Something is making me miss something. You need to fight that, the spirit of the devil. Excuses are not needed in the house of the Lord unless truly there was a genuine need for thee not to attend. And when I say genuine need, there are circumstances in life that can make you fail to attend our service. For example, you have fallen sick, and that sickness is terrible, surely. And communication is important also in the house of the Lord, brothers and sisters. Let's do things the right way. Let's overcome the flesh as well, which is part of us, fighting us, trying to make us fall. It's not outside. It's part of us. It's within us. Certain battles are not outside. They are within us. The greatest battle fought is the battle of the mind, as William Branham put it. It's within you and not outside. The battle of the mind. May the Lord help us to overcome in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. So friend, how comest thou in? We see here Balaam introducing people as children of God in the name of the related through Lot, the Moabites and Abraham. Lot and Abraham. So we are one. Yet, there's an intention of destroying the children of Israel. There's a plan of destroying the flock of God. Paul, as we have seen in the book of Acts, he spoke of it. To say, after I depart, there shall come grievous wolves. They shall enter among you. They will not be outside. They will enter and be among you. How will they enter? They will appear to be people who have received the message, people who are walking in the will of the Lord, yet their nature is still of the devil. And their aim is to destroy. They are trying to find a loophole. They are trying to find a weakness that they can use to bring us down. May the Lord help us to be spiritually sensitive to God against such. So friend, how comest thou in? See, here these are people who are not invited to attend. They were not invited to attend the feast, brothers and sisters. But they appeared to be wearing the right garment. As we see in our time, there are ministers who are appearing to be wearing the right garment. It's not just ministers. Even people are part of the body of Christ as members. But others, their intention is to destroy you. They are not outside. They are within. They have entered into the feast. They have entered where the flocks of God are. But yet they are wolves trying to destroy. Brother, my sister, awake from your slumber. Be spiritually sensitive. Discern. Read your Bible. Be prayerful. Meditate upon the word of God. Don't allow even your flesh to make you fall. Such ten doctrines that are coming from the pit of hell, they are not just in denomination. Others are coming within the message. Others, they have introduced baptism in the name of Brother Branham. Others, they have started worshiping Brother Branham. Who are introducing these teachings? These are people who appear to be ministers who have believed in the message. Yet, their nature is of the devil. Their spirit in them is of the devil, trying to destroy the work of the Lord. So the devil is fighting within the message. He has entered among we, the believers of the hour, of the message that God has revealed unto us. And we need to protect ourselves. We need to guide the work of the Lord that he has revealed unto us and walk in his righteousness in truth and in spirit. As Jesus told us, they that must worship God must worship him in truth and in spirit. Brothers and sisters, may the good Lord bless you as we continue looking at this thought. Shalom.